This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Oh my God, we'll play on that?
I just want to experience what's it called when you pregame? Is it pregame?
Tailgating.
Tailgating. Thank you. Yeah, I've never done that. I would like to do that.
Oh, it's so fun. You should go.
I've never had that experience.
Oh, fun times.
I will be probably.
Oh, great. You say that and then you go to sleep and you come out the last minute for whatever event we have planned.
Yeah. I'm actually in the bathroom in the stall.
Yeah. Yep. Oh my God, the holidays are coming. I'm so excited.
I know, I can't wait to put my little
fucking Halloween time.
I've only purchased two decorations, which is like the little cauldron that I got.
Love it.
And then my little
can't fucking wait.
My little lab skeleton with the
love.
I know.
I know. Just a vibe.
Wait, can I show you what I have on my Amazon list for Halloween as well? Like, you're gonna die.
I showed you my little stained glass ghost with the book.
Yes, you did. So I found this Hocus Pocus book that I want to put as a on my coffee table book, because I have coffee table books now. Because I'm that gay.
I'm that gay.
I got these little birds to put on the mantle.
Not the ravens.
You know it, bitch. Hold on. I'm not done. Oh. I'm not done. And then I found these. I want to put these outside my door in like the little entryway. With little fake candles? Are you kidding? The landlord's going to love me.
Everybody will enjoy that very much.
I know. And then
I would enjoy it.
And then. For the dining room above the table.
Yep.
Because I want to start hosting the candles.
Oh, the floating candles. Very Harry Potter / Halloween.
Yeah. And I know. It comes with a wand as the remote. You're my new star employee.
You haven't bought them yet?
No, I'm being good.
You are being good.
I also, like, I've got fucking wigs in here because I want like a flowy wig for the office.
I love a wig. You know I love a wig.
All the skincare. I did love the saffron gummies that you have at your house. I ate them every day and I do think that they worked. I'm not even kidding.
I'm taking my milk thistle and the saffron.
I have
and
not
I'm,
taken.
I've held on the ashwagandha.
When did I take Vyvanse
and
last?
I'm not going to lie. I
hardly take Vyvanse anymore.
Well, and I haven't taken the ashwagandha in.
Well, you shouldn't take that.
No,
we figured that out.
Yeah, I haven't taken it since before.
Obviously, you know about these, like my centerpiece for my candles.
I thought you ordered those already.
No, CJ, they're $55, and I can't justify spending that money without surplus.
$55?
I know, isn't that nuts? I could fucking take a crap in a bucket and mix plaster in it and make it for cheaper.
Those are expensive. Yes, I get the Halloween vibe. I'm all about it. I've already purchased. What?
So, you, like, you know how when you're walking up into, like, my little back door, there's, like, a little area with all, like, it looks ugly right now?
Yes.
I want to get, like, flowers or, like, even fake plants. But I also want little lights.
Oh, I have those in my garden.
Little fairy lights.
Have you never seen them? You've never seen them? They're solar.
No.
I have them all in my front yard.
I don't care. Okay.
You don't pay attention.
I do.
It's fine.
I've seen the little orbs.
Well, I have those too, and you don't pay attention enough.
Anyway, and then I'm going to start adding this. It's just, this is my.
I get it. We all have a wish list.
Yeah.
I'd say let's post a wish list.
Are these fire?
Let's go back to the ravens.
These are so good.
I know. I love them. Listen, I got to tell you something.
I'll even hang them from the ceiling.
Listen, in Alaska, the most popular birds are the bald eagle.
Bald.
Ravens. Ravens are everywhere. Everywhere. Also, in Alaska, fun fact, has the highest population of bald eagles, and their wingspans can go up to 80 inches. You guys, I have never seen so many bald eagles. I haven't. They were everywhere when I was in Alaska. They are everywhere, and they are predators. Don't leave small things. I mean, they are eating well up there. But ravens are huge in that area. I had no idea. Your what?
Nothing. I did just rewatch. Did you say your knees are sweating? Yes, they are.
What'd you rewatch?
I just rewatched. So I woke up at 3 this morning because I went to bed last night at 9, which I never do. And I got my.
So you got sleep.
I got my full 5 hours of regular sleep. Woke up at 3, like wide awake, ready to start the day. And I'm like, well, this isn't going to fucking work. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I have to go back to sleep or else I'm not going to show up on time and I can't hear it from Donna.
So what did you do?
I just closed my eyes and like let shit play in the background. And then I like, it was like an hour went by and it was 4. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I stayed up later than this. I've been up for almost 48 hours in one swing before. Let's do it. I'll throw a stimulant down my throat. I'll drink a million energy drinks.
Is that what you did?
No. Oh. I ended up watching Kubo and the Two Strings, the claymation movie, which I love.
Wait, what? Did you just speak English? What?
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Kubo and the Two Strings.
Yes. Got it. It's what a claymation. That? It's like, it's this cutesy little movie about...
You did not watch a claymation.
I love claymation.
Oh, I not used to, my vibe at all.
I love claymation. I love the process that goes into it. And like, it's amazing. And they take forever to make. Anyway.
I get the artistic side of it. It's just not mine.
And it's also a comfort movie. Anyway, I did learn something that I must have missed the past 100 times I've watched it. That like... Golden herons are thought to or attributed to be significant of carrying the souls of people that have passed.
Okay.
Which I just thought was interesting and cool. Like talking about birds.
Golden herons. Yeah. Where are golden herons at?
Probably Japan.
Is it Japanese?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that a Google? I feel like that's a Googleable.
Google it. Golden heron. I don't know. I mean,
claymations are really.
I love
your
them.
Your safe space?
They're, well, it's. My safe space is cool toned films.
What should I say? Golden heron.
Just look up. Just look up golden heron.
What should I say? Indo Pacific. From South Africa into the Red Sea to southern Japan and the Ogasawara Islands.
No, you're doing great.
Northern Australia and Samoa, Indian Ocean, Western Pacific. Okay, so that tracks.
Also, speaking of lore, you might have known this already, but I was watching an interview with Bretman Rock, the makeup artist from YouTube. Like, he's from the Philippines, and then now he's in Hawaii. Okay. And, like, in Hawaiian culture, they have, like, the third gender called Mahua or whatever, or Mahu. Mahu, and like,
I didn't know that.
So, and but it's, they also have things like that in multiple different like Asian cultures, but like they call it the third gender, and like they're deeply respected and like, not necessarily worshipped, but like if some, say you have a child and it's male or female, and they come out and they're like, I'm not this, like I do not feel this way, like basically saying I'm trans.
Okay.
They uplift those people, and like they are respected within the community, which I just thought was like, because like that doesn't happen really? Here. Yeah.
Wait, where is this at?
I'm specifically talking about like Hawaiian like / Samoan culture. Look it up. MAHU.
When did you learn this?
Just over the weekend. I was at home watching shit. I didn't leave the house for 2 days.
In native Hawaiian and Tahitian cultures, mahu, I don't know if I'm saying that right, refers to individuals who embody both male and female spirits holding specific traditional roles within the community.
So not necessarily trans, but like non-binary.
They are not simply cross-dressers or homosexuals, but rather a third gender with recognized social and spiritual functions. They embrace a dualistic nature, embodying both masculine and feminine traits.
So more non-binary.
Hold important roles as healers, artists, teachers, and keepers of cultural knowledge.
And that's only evolved over time.
It is a cultural term, not a medical or psychiatric diagnosis.
Isn't that crazy, though?
Really?
And, but, like, even, like, homosexuality and stuff like that, I did go on a little bit of a deep dive, but I feel like I would rather do more research and talk about that. Mm-hmm. It's been happening. It's been a thing forever and ever and ever and ever in all kinds of different cultures. But here in fucking White Town, we can't fucking get on board.
I don't know why everybody just can't be like, do whatever you want.
Exactly.
It's lack of exposure, honestly.
Yeah.
It's lack of exposure until they have somebody in their family.
I know that people are maybe not everyone is a fan of Sir Barack Obama, but he did just do an interview where he talked about how young males should have more mentors that are not cisgender, straight, yep. like all that jazz.
Because 100%.
The exposure is what helped him become who he is. And like,
that's a great bridge into Brian Koberger.
That fucking.
Going into the Brian Koberger thing in the Iowa Four, this is a person who, if you are not familiar with, this is Brian Koberger. And I have followed this since the murders down to, I know every detail as much as I'm supposed to know that they've released in the press. The reality here is, and I think it'll come out, this is a man who was getting his doctorate in criminology, and he tried to utilize that thinking that he was smart, and he's not.
Typical, just like a man.
He really, the bottom line is that he, as a man, felt entitled. I'm surmising this, and I don't feel like I'm surmising it just because he's a man. This is what we have been given with facts. He felt entitled as a man once he lost his weight and he was off drugs or whatever was going on with him. He was pissed that he was not getting attention from an attractive girl. And it was an accumulation of things. He had approached multiple girls. There were other girls that he had gone to, but he was awkward. And that sucks because there are men that are awkward.
Yeah, sure.
But ugly, they deal
people,
with it.
Ugly people find love all the time.
They do. He's not even an ugly guy.
He's not, I mean,
he used to be heavy, but now he's thin. And the thing is that it is okay to be socially awkward. But for him, he spent so much time alone and in his own world and on the dark web and all of that. And I hate to say dark web, but it's the reality of it. And he became so obsessed with one of those girls. He could not contain it anymore. He could not contain the rejection.
Didn't he follow her to like a foreign country? Was it Russia or something? Did that happen? Or am I thinking of something else?
Yeah, I don't. I don't.
Nope, just scratch
but
that.
But I know that he, you know, the stalking is real, and pissed that she would not even look at him or give him the time of day.
I love that.
She's dead.
I mean, that sucks, but.
And he attacked him in the middle of the fucking night, and weakling. He had to attack the other. Yeah, and it's. And I even said, I made a post on my social media. I said, you know what? It was either this. I go, this, he's right in that age group. And he could even tell you himself because he, you know, he studied it.
Schizophrenia.
No, he's not schizophrenic. He is a suppressed white male or a suppressed male in the 20s. Aged 18. They're usually not. Sometimes they'll be 18, but they're usually in their 20s. Entitled. And they are suppressed, huh?
nothing, just entitled and...
Yep, yep. And but society, and I'm not giving him a pass.
No, I...
But society has exactly created these monsters.
Yeah, and we still are
because feel like they, it doesn't matter. We talk about this all the time on dating apps, right? Even when I was single and you being single, and we talk about these men that feel like they can message you and you're like, you know, I feel like I'm a certain way, and just like the way that these men speak to you is disgusting.
Well, that one, and I actually do have something to say in that regard, is not necessarily even all of the time with how they do come across, because honestly a lot of them
men
are just
don't care.
They're fucking stupid as fuck and they think they're being clever, and it's like, oh my god, I'm already bored. One. Two, my next point is like, my main thing is like, now I know that I'm conventionally attractive.
You are.
I know. At the very least. And everyone my entire life has said that, like, you're so pretty. You're so attractive. And then I had these men that literally look like they just fucking licked the fucking shit off cement on the side of the road.
I'm so awful.
And I know that's maybe mean, but like, I've in the past looked past looks. Are they educated? Do their pictures look clean? The answer is no.
No, a lot of men don't care.
And like,
shit.
The fact of the matter is I could entertain someone like that, but and then next thing I know is I reject them, and then it's a fucking...
It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a Koberger situation.
And that's what happened here. And it's like, you... It's sad. This is what's happening in a lot of situations, and I made the comment, I said... Because the sister...
Oh.
Made the comment, had you not attacked them in the middle of the night like a fucking pedophile, she would have kicked your ass. And it's true.
Eight down.
Yeah. And she, a thing just came out today, she was fully ready to be arrested after making that statement, but the judge was fucking awesome and let them all say what they needed to say, which is what needed to happen.
I fucking said that same day when I watched that, I said, if I was in that courtroom and I was in that predicament, I would have thrown a fucking shoe at him and would literally waltzed up.
Honestly, I think the judge would have let it, because the judge... And I will say, he hardly nudged all day at all of the things that were said towards him or just said in the victim impact statements. When she came up, he was making the mouth, like he finally made mouth moves, like his mouth was moving a little bit, kind of like
a quiver.
Not so much a quiver, but he went from being so stoic to, I felt, it was another attractive woman putting him in his place. And they don't do well with that.
Yeah.
And I just, in another part of me, I had posted, it was either this or it was going to be a mass shooting. And let's go back to, it might have been the Virginia Tech kid, the Asian kid, but he was American. I can't remember if it was Virginia Tech something, but I don't think it was actually Virginia Tech, it was somebody else, but it was an Asian kid who was Asian American, but in that age range, the 20s, and he was shoved off by a female, and he went on a rampage, and it is society's rebuke.
Grow the fuck up.
But that's the problem. It is society's rebuke of these men, these young men, and they have not grown up and learned to be equipped with it. They are isolative. They do not know how to deal with rejection, because society in America has taught men that they are entitled to whatever they want.
And you're not. Unfortunately for them.
Male privilege is fucking real.
It is.
And I will die on that fucking hill. And male privilege is real. And I see it even in my male friends. And they don't even realize. And it doesn't make them bad people. No. I'm just like, you don't even realize, just being male, how assertive you are. I go, and I'm gonna confess something right now. I'm going to confess something right now.
This is an exclusive.
6 months ago, I went to... This sounds so fucking... So superficial, but it's true. 6 months ago, maybe more, I went to Burnett, right?
Yes.
I'm going back to blonde, and I'm going to tell you, I garnered more power
as a blonde. As a blonde, can I tell you something? You just said that. Can I tell? Well, it was actually the opposite, but I don't. There should be a study on this because Lana Del Rey, when she first was on the scene, she got more respect as an artist when she dyed her hair darker. Because she's a natural blonde.
Sure.
Like, lighter colored hair.
She's not looked as, like, a poppy star anymore.
Nope.
Yep.
And she garnered more respect.
Yep.
Which I think is crazy, but...
It's crazy.
In the real world, like, you know, amongst us fucking...
In the business world, men are so much more intimidated by you when you walk up and you're blonde. And I have lived it. I have lived it. And it's so sad. And I'm not trying to pit men versus women...
Or blondes versus brunettes.
No, I'm not. It's just the reality, the power struggle. And men in the United States are taught to be entitled, and we ingrain it in sports culture, and I'm trying to teach that to my kids. You know, like, and it's, you know, we try and, like, build people up, like, fuck yeah, and blah, 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 and it's like, you know, it's... We created Koberger. In addition to creating Koberger and the likes of him in other killers, yes, there are other elements of that person that create that person who snaps. It's a special person. But the fact is that there are one too many. And he fucking lost it. And I posted on my social media, I said, you know what? He can sit there, but he never got the girl because he fucking lost it and killed her. And it's like, now you're going to sit there for the rest of your life and be, you know, essentially, hopefully impotent. But it doesn't matter. They're gone. A life... someone's child is gone. It's so fucked up.
I do have to say
it's so fucked up.
I didn't watch.
Were you watching the victim impact? I watched all day.
Well, I was here, and I was just like at lunch is when I watched like the one sister fucking rip into him. I didn't watch the dad. I wasn't able to watch the.
He goes, you might have gotten A's in fucking grad school, but he goes, you're going to get the big D in prison.
Ugh, as he deserves. I hope he gets his fucking asshole ripped apart.
Which he will. He will.
I can't remember her name. I don't want to just refer to her as like the girl or the woman that lived, the blonde one. And she was she was just crying and
the roommate.
I couldn't watch it. Like
it was bad.
I can't.
She's like, you're not here for the panic attacks.
No, I couldn't. And I couldn't watch it.
A lot of people have been like, a lot of people still think that the other roommates were in on it. And I'm like, we're talking about 20-year-old kids. They have three floors. They're living all these different lives. And I'm like,
have you ever had multiple roommates?
No, right. And they're terrified. They don't know. It's a party house. I just am like, you know what? People who are older just don't have any idea. They're scared to go outside the door.
Yeah, no.
Like, of course they weren't fucking in on it.
If I had opened the door and saw someone like,
I'd hide.
No, I would.
At that age, yes, I'd hide.
And
I'd be texting my roommates and be like, and they were like, please answer me. I know me at 20. Now, my older age, I'm getting a weapon and I've already called 911. Mm. But that comes with age. I'm an old ass woman now.
I'm from the sticks and I sleep with a fucking giant fucking hunting knife next to my bed.
But that's what I'm saying. Like,
and you can't get in my room unless you fucking bust down the door because it's so old and warped.
And we're talking about young women who are scared to move.
And I can't even talk about that because I'm not a woman.
How perceptive of you. But how can we?
It's
everybody
basic.
That's covering this is a man. And I'm not trying to be a fucking man hater, but
I am.
Men.
Fuck them.
But the majority of men don't realize they want to act like they understand how vulnerable women can be, but women are like, I'm strong, and it's like, yeah, we're strong, like, we're smart, but, like, yeah, we know we can't overtake a man, but they want to be like, I'm here for you, I'm gonna fucking, you know. But then when it comes time to
everyone
be little women, it's time, right?
Little Women, starring Saoirse Ronan.
did you read the book?
I did not read Little Women.
It's a good book.
I read Persuasion.
I don't know what that is. I read Little Women.
Jane Austen also.
Her books are long.
Anyway.
Little Women's a classic. Okay. Anyway.
Did you read The Fault in Our Stars?
No. I watched the movie.
That's a classic by John Green.
No, it's not. It's not a classic.
Looking for Alaska? Yeah.
Back on track. That was a fart. That was Hunter's fart.
It's just a little...
That was funny. So, as I continue on, he pled out... And I reported on that as soon as I heard about it.
I'm not glad that he pled out. However, I did watch My Girls on The View. I know that that's also controversial. Sorry. I know,
everybody hates them.
I fucking love Whoopi. I don't care. Sunny Hostin, brilliant woman, attorney.
People just don't like people that are.
They just don't like women.
They don't.
They don't like women. They do not like women.
No. No one likes women.
And it's like, okay, fine. Fuck off.
They only like women if they can fuck them.
They all had.
It's true.
They all had their own opinions.
Yep.
And I did agree with her name. I can't remember her last name. Sarah. She's the blonde one. Where she's like, I think that him, if in the cards, like the death penalty or whatever, like, I feel like that'd be an easy way out. Like, I want him to suffer every day. And I agree.
I
want him to be in isolation. I want him to only get 1 hour outside of his cell, and he gets fed through bars. I hope that his hands, I mean, obviously he gets to fucking masturbate. No, he gets to pleasure himself or like whatever, but like, honestly, his hands should be fucking tied up to the bed and he shouldn't be able to touch himself.
Can you imagine? Oh my God.
No, that's what he deserves.
I know. It's absolutely what he deserves. I think.
Like, fuck off. You took someone's child.
It's fucked up. I do think that what's going to come of that, because he owes some money, and I don't know the rules in Iowa as far as money making.
He probably makes like 50 cents a day or some shit like that.
But no, obviously somebody's going to give to his thing, and he's going to, because somebody's going to want to marry him, because there's always some fucking psycho sick fuck.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Jesus Christ.
The sourdough bread is so good, bitch. Where's this from?
I have to ask Liza. I don't know. She gets it every week. And that's the day-old bread that they sell for half-priced.
It's delicious with wine.
Half-price. They do the same thing at Mondelez, where if they don't sell a baguette, they'll sell it the next day for $1, $2. And the bread lasts.
It's delicious. Like, I'm in heaven. I feel like I'm in France right now.
Je n'ai pas les patrons bien français.
Sourdough is the fucking bomb.
Bro. Sourdough is the bomb. Mm. I love a sourdough. I love a CD bread. You also love pumpernickel.
Mm-hmm.
A pumpernickel swirl.
Me too. Those are my top. Sourdough, like, and pumpernickel.
Literally shove that loaf of bread right up my ass.
Going back. I'm just so wrapped up in this.
Well, no, it's wild, and you have been up on it since the very beginning.
We haven't seen the end, and we're gonna have more school shootings, and we're just gonna have more.
Yeah, there are anomalies and people. They're just there.
America's fucked.
Sad. I mean, there's wait.
What? What?
I actually need to look that up. I don't know. Like, what's the status of, like, serial killers in other countries? Or, like, mass murders? It's fewer than here, maybe?
It is. But I actually looked that up, and there are some. That's so dusty.
Jesus, woman. You're just fucking putting that over here in my lungs.